Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
When you start turning the world upside down, you're going to start seeing some results. You'll see some results. Paul and Silas, they escape from Thessalonica, that wicked place. They go over to a different place, which is about 50 miles away. And this is called Berea. Now, you know our Sunday school class, the name is the Bereans. These people determined they were going to search the scriptures themselves. They wasn't just going to take Paul's word for it. But yet they wanted to look in God's word and say, is what he's saying true? And let me tell you this, when you're listening to preaching, such as I'm doing right now, or you listen to some other preacher, I want you to look in the Bible for yourself and see what I'm saying is so. Because if I'm telling you something that's not in God's Word, it's not true, then you need to know about it. And that goes with any other preacher you ever sat under. Search the Scripture and find out for yourself, just like these Bereans did. And if the preacher is telling the truth, if he's telling what God's Word says, then you can come in agreement with him. All right? Well, Paul immediately, as his manner was, goes into the synagogue here in Berea and starts preaching and teaching Christ just like he did in the former place. Now, notice these people, the Bible says, were more noble. That means that they wasn't idiots like they were in Thessalonica, to put it in our terms. These people decided, we're going to search the Scripture, see what this man's saying, and if it's so, this is some important things that we need to know and understand. And so Paul found great success in this new place until it was found out by the people back in Thessalonica that he was over there. And what happened? When you're trying to turn the world upside down, it don't matter how far away you go, somebody's going to oppose you somehow. If they find out that you're doing something for the Lord, they're going to find some way to try to interrupt you. And so we find here that Paul's troubles are not over yet from what happened back in Thessalonica. Things were going good until somebody found out that Paul was there. How did it happen? I don't know. Somebody from Berea. Maybe they got on their horse or camel or whatever they were riding on, and maybe they went over to Thessalonica and said, hey, we've got a guy in town. He's going to the synagogue and he's preaching. He's talking about some guy named Jesus. You're kidding me. He was just here and we run him off. We had to charge his friends because they were harboring him. They're fugitives. And so what happens? Well, now these people are coming 50 miles away. It's not good enough. They run him out of their town. They go 50 miles away to Berea to run him out of their town. When you start turning the world upside down, people will go to the ends of the earth to oppose you. Because that's the way Satan does. These unbelieving Jews, they want to keep stirring up trouble. Imagine if they had what we have today. Bell South and AT&T, US Cellular, Sprint. What if they had one on their side? What if they had a smartphone? They found out, you know, somebody was sitting in the synagogue and they took a picture of Paul while he's up there preaching and they sent it over to Thessalonica to their buddy over there who's watching there. And like, oh my goodness, there's this guy that was here. Let's do something about it. Boy, they would have had instant access to Paul. They might have been tracking him on a satellite or had a drone. Nowadays, they could have a drone following Paul around. Imagine what they were going on. But listen, friends, they didn't have all the technology we have today, but they were still the same way. Their hearts were evil and wicked, and they wanted to oppose the Word of God, and so they come after him. But you know what? No matter how hard the devil works and tries to oppose us and gets other people opposing us, the Word of God is still going to stand true. The gates of hell will not prevail against God's church. And listen, His Word will always stand when everything else crumbles. When this world is burned up in fervent heat, the one thing that's going to remain, the one constant, is going to be the Word of God. That is one thing that is here on earth that you're going to find in heaven, is the Word of God. It will always, always be. And so the fact is, friends, we will all stand before a righteous judge. Whether you're lost or whether you're saved, you'll answer to the Lord Jesus Christ for the things that you've done. You're going to answer. And listen, friends, I want to be able to go and stand before the Lord with a clear conscience. I doubt I ever will. I doubt I will. I'd love to go before the Lord and hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Wouldn't you love to hear that? Wouldn't you love to hear him say, well done, you turned the world upside down. You didn't care what people thought or what they did or the things that come against you or the opposition, but you turned the world upside down. Come on in. Have some rest. Listen, while we're here on this earth attempting to turn the world upside down, there's not really much rest. There's not much rest. You got to keep going. But we know that one day, listen, I'm looking for a city, not built by hands, a city of God. Friends, where there will be perfect rest. We won't worry about opposition. We won't worry about the devil coming against us. The devil's going to be cast into a lake of fire. Oh, I can't wait for that day. But listen, friends, by that time we can cease from our efforts. We can stop trying to turn the world upside down. The devil can't hinder us. Family, friends, and enemies will no longer be able to come against us. What a day that's going to be. What about you this morning? Is it your manner to want to turn the world upside down? Or are you just one of those little peekaboos? Could people say about you that, you know what? Every time I'm around him, every time I'm around her, talking about Jesus, talking about church, talking about Christian things, that's their manner. Do they say that about you? Or they say, you know what, every time around them, they're always talking about the things of the world. They're always talking about basketball. You know, that's all I've heard this week at work. They even put a big screen up in our office so they could watch the, I don't remember what it's called. I don't watch basketball, but some big thing's been going, March Madness. And they all got something called a bracket. I don't know what that is, but I know what a real bracket is. It holds things together. But that's all I've heard. Is it your manner that everywhere you go, people say, well, here comes the guy talking about March Madness. Yeah, here comes the guy talking about the things of the world. Here comes the guy talking about all these things. Or is it your manner? Are you known as that Christian? When you walk in the room, do people get uncomfortable? They ought to. If you walk into the world's room, the world ought to get uncomfortable when you get around them. Because the world hates you. They oppose you. When you're turning the world upside down, you can guarantee it's not going to be easy. But you know what? It's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all. I'd like for Sister Charlotte to come get the invitation song. And maybe you have a need today. Maybe you need to get things settled. Maybe the Lord's been dealing with you that maybe you're not known as that one that wants to turn the world upside down, or you're not known as that Christian. The invitation's on page 61 of the inspiration hymn, Do You Know My Jesus? And as we stand and Sister Charlotte starts playing, I want to ask you to pray with me. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, God, we come to you, Lord. We've preached your word. Lord, I'm praying for that individual in this building today, or those several individuals. God, maybe they've not been sincere about wanting to turn this world upside down for the Lord, for the gospel. Lord, is there one here today that needs help with it? Lord, maybe their manner needs to change. Maybe their heart's desire is in the wrong place. Lord, maybe they love the things of this world more than the things of God. Is there one that needs help with that today? Would you help them? Lord, is there one that's lost in this building today, doesn't know Jesus as their Savior? Lord, if they close their eyes in death, at this very moment, they'd wake up in hell. Lord, if there's one like that, I'm praying, God, that you convict their heart and their need for salvation. Lord, to trust the Lord Jesus, to believe in the gospel and be saved. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed that message. And I pray that if you're listening and you have never received Christ as your Savior, that you'll understand the importance of doing that before it's too late. I want you to know, if you die without receiving Christ, you will go to hell and you will spend eternity there suffering. There are no second chances. There's no do-overs. Once you close your eyes in death, you'll either be in the presence of the Lord or you'll be in hell suffering. If you're saved, you'll be in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But if you are not saved, when you open your eyes after you have closed them in death, you will wake up in a devil's hell suffering forever and ever. Well, if you need help with this, if you need to contact me, please do. Email me at pastor@hbcknox.org, and I would love to talk with you and try to help you.
Well, I want to end this broadcast by letting you hear a song that my mother sang recently at our church. And the title of it is Love Went Deeper.
The only way that I'll love you is if I know you love me too. That's how shallow our love becomes. But Calvary's love reached everyone. Love went deeper than the crown of thorns they placed upon his head. Love went deeper than the stripes he bore when the blood ran crimson red. Love went deeper than the hole they dug when they dropped that old cross in place. Love went deeper than the depths of hell, deep enough to take my place. No greater wrong could man have done than to take the life of God's own Son. No greater love hath any man than to give his life for a friend. Love went deeper than the crown of thorns they placed upon his head. Love went deeper the stripes he bore when the blood ran crimson red. Love went deeper than the hole they dug when they dropped that old cross in place. Love went deeper than the depths of hell, deep enough to take my place. The depths of hell, deep enough to take my place.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.